As planning for a new Cook County Community Center continues, we'll be speaking with schools around the state this week that have attached community centers to find out what they've done and what they've learned from the process. And we're joined now by Dr. Nancy Rajanen, superintendent of the Waconia School District. Welcome to the program, Dr. Rajanen.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your community center. What sort of a facility is it?
Well, about 10 years ago, the Waconia Schools built a community center that is attached to our middle school. Actually, it's a little bit misnomer because it's actually a shared facility there. The community center has several large gymnasiums, a pool, exercise rooms, some meeting rooms, and some privately used space for physical therapy and some of those activities. The pool and the gymnasium are also the primary facilities for our middle school. In other words, the middle school doesn't also have another gym. So it is a shared facility, and the gymnasium space is used during the day by our school, before and after school, and into the evening by the community. And likewise, the pool is used during the day for our middle school when they're having swim lessons, and then at other times for community use. So it truly is a shared facility in Waconia. It's very heavily used, and it is a joint venture between the school district and the city. The city operates the community center part of it, and that has allowed us to have some shared use agreements and to work out those details in terms of the operations.
Sure. And how big is the student population in your district?
It's about 3,400.
Okay. And so it is attached to the school. What have you done in terms of security?
There is really kind of one main entrance between the community center and the middle school, and we have that secured. We have an electronic system that sets certain times that we can program at any time to make sure that we get alarms that go off. Quite frankly, our middle school is very heavily used, you know, in the evening. I'm not sure the average person coming through there would know what our middle school activities and what our community center activities, because we simply share the space there. But other parts of the building, then we close off using our security system.
Great. And I guess, you know, what's your take on the community center? How's it working for your community and for your school?
I think the community really likes the idea of having shared space. I think as taxpayers, people like to know that. That, you know, we're being as responsible as we can in terms of it. No one likes to see perfectly good gyms or athletic facilities being closed down in the evening and then have separate ones that are run by another government agency. So that makes good sense. I'll say that with any shared use facility, a lot of times it comes down to the people who are operating it to determine whether or not they can be collaborative in working out the schedule. But for the most part, we've been able to do that pretty successfully.
Great. And I guess maybe the big question is, has it paid for itself?
Has it paid for itself?
Yeah.
I'm not sure actually what that means. Has the community embraced it? Yes. Does the city lose money on the operation? No. You know, we obviously bonded for the facility, and so I think it has been a good investment for our community.
Great. Well, we've been speaking with Waconia School District Superintendent Dr. Nancy Rajanen about the Waconia Community Center, and you can tune in at 8:40 during tomorrow's AM Community Calendar program for our last interview in this series looking at community centers attached to schools around the state. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye.